Researchers at the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Anchorage are keeping a close eye on the erupting volcano in Iceland. The ice-covered volcano is similar to many in Alaska, and the widespread disruption is the ash cloud has had to airline traffic is something Alaska's volcano scientists are very familiar with. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
Chris Way-Thomas has seen a lot of volcanic eruptions during his long career at the Alaska Volcano Observatory, but they still managed to capture his imagination. He has just one word to describe the unfolding scene in Europe.
Fascinating.
The volcano's ash cloud has forced the cancellation of about 100,000 flights in Europe. Airports are just starting to open after days of being completely shut down. Way-Thomas says it's been amazing to watch the extent of the disruption to air travel, especially given that the Iceland eruption is not that big as volcanoes go.
The ash clouds have been typically below 35,000 feet, and that's just the threshold for jet aircraft. You know, we had some ash clouds last year from the readout eruption going, you know, to 60,000. So that's kind of surprising, you know, that a relatively modest eruption caused this much havoc.
Way-Thomas calls it a perfect storm of circumstances.
The winds are blowing the right direction. It produced just enough ash to be hazardous, and it drifted right over, you know, northwest Europe, right over the UK and Sweden and Norway and Scotland.
Way-Thomas says in the U.S., the FAA wouldn't be able to completely shut down airspace because of a volcano, like we've seen with the federal agencies in Europe. Instead, decisions on whether or not to fly would be made by the individual airlines.
In the United States, it's really up to the carriers to fly or not fly. I don't think the FAA can close airspace. Whereas in Europe, you know, if Great Britain wants to close down its airspace, they do it. So that's a big difference.
Scientists already know a lot about ash clouds, and forecasting methods have improved in recent years. But Way-Thomas hopes the current disaster spurs more research and more collaboration on volcano science.
The last thing anybody wants to see is an airliner full of people go down because it ran into an ash cloud. That's something no one wants to see happen. So the opportunity is there, and there's a lot of interest, and hopefully this will be a catalyst to spur on more research, better coordination, and the sharing of information from group to group.
Because the Iceland volcano is capped by a glacier, the eruption will also give scientists a chance to study how the two mix. And with so many ice-covered volcanoes in Alaska, scientists here will be paying special attention to that aspect of the eruption. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.